episode 1406, The Voice of Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, get your celebration on. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. Guess what? It's Friday, and that means Thanksgiving is next week, and I don't know about you, but my kids get the whole week off, and we are celebrating already. They are coming home. Oh, but you know what? It's all about the voice of love. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, I also want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Oh, yeah. Hang on to your seats because some surprises are around the corner. You want to stay tuned right here because you don't want to miss out. I promise you, but I'm not going to tell you now because we have got to talk about the voice of love. Why is it that everything seems to stem from attacks and being on the defensive side of life? What happened to the voice of love? Love is what we are asked to do, even to our enemies. If we are to love our enemies, why do we not love our neighbors and our families? And yes, guess what? It's the holidays, and already things are getting crazy. Maybe you are dreading people coming over to your house, or maybe you're dreading going over to their house. But there's something called the voice of love. It's something that we're supposed to do, but you know what? Life can be so cutthroat. Everybody listening to the WIIFM station, what's in it for me? Have you tuned into there lately? Oh, I know I have. And I admit it, it's a confession. We all do it. So admit it, it's okay. But when you admit it, I want you to be real with yourself. Selfishness seems to be the heartbeat of the world, and we can get trapped in that. Getting out of a jam parking lot, I was driving picking up my son after school, our oldest that is in high school oldest, he's a junior. And I don't know for what reason, but it was just like really, really backlogged. Now, normally it's backlogged. It's backlogged in the morning. It's backlogged in the afternoon. But this one was like, okay, why are we not moving like normal, whatever that normal is? And I thought, oh my gosh. And I could just see and like almost the anxiety pouring out of the cars of moms and dads frustrated, like, why aren't you getting out of my way? People would not even let a student driver in. And I'm thinking, okay, if you don't let them in, they're not going to learn how to move through traffic the right way. Yeah, you probably experienced that selfishness. Huh? I know I did just recently, like yesterday. Maybe another place. Have you ever been in a stoplight and all of a sudden, vroom, it's a red light runner. There they go. Why? Because they're just impatient. They're not paying attention. They see it yellow. They're like, oh, I can get through it. Let's just press on the accelerator. And there I go. Maybe that's you. I'm telling you, be careful. Those red light cameras, no fun paying those fines. But you can also pay with a higher fine, right? Your life. That's selfishness. It's the heartbeat of the world. Here's another one. Do you ever go out to lunch and you're like, I don't have much time for lunch. I'm just going to go through my favorite restaurant, whatever that favorite restaurant is. Name it. Maybe it's Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, I don't know, Wendy's, McDonald's, Firehouse Subs, all these different ones, right? Subway, you name it. Now you can go through almost a drive-through at a sit-down restaurant. You know, you can go to Panera Bread or you're probably thinking, oh, I don't go out anymore. I have it brought in. Okay, listen to this though. You want your lunch and they promise you it's going to be done within a certain period of time, but it takes an extra 10 to 12 minutes because they had to make it fresh. And you're sitting there going, I don't have time for this. You don't have time for fresh food? What are you paying for? Old food that's been sitting there for 15 minutes? The self needs to be served, and that's the mindset. WIIFM. What's in it for me? With a self-serving mindset, all you have to show for it is plain plum exhaustion. For what isn't working? And you wonder why you're not happy. You wonder why you don't feel this joy when you wake up in the morning. It's always you against the world. And you're like, huh, what's wrong with everybody else? There's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's confession day. So we're confessing. Be honest with yourself. So I got to share a story with you. My son came home yesterday and told me about his science group. And he was like, Mom, you know, I'm really worried about my science experiment. I was like, okay, tell me more. He said, well, I've been partnered with these people and these kids, and they're really not into studying much. They don't necessarily really, I don't know, maybe they don't like school, but my impression is that they just don't care. And you know, Mom, I care, and I really need to get a good grade. And I know I'm willing to do the work, but they're just not. And, you know, I don't know what to do. Should I tell my teacher? And I'm like, okay, wait, has the experiment happened? So we went on discussing about the details, et cetera, how it was unfolding. He's like, no, it's going to happen tomorrow, which is now today. And I said, okay, take a deep breath. And so we came up with a game plan. But in that, you could tell, though, that the whole situation really bothered him. He was like, you know what? And it was almost coming from what? A selfish part of him. Now, I didn't yell at him and say, oh, stop being so selfish. You wanting to get an A. No, no, no. That's good. Okay. That's a very positive thing. However, his response to the group is what I was looking at. I was seeing a bigger picture. So I told him I understood what he was saying, but we can't always work with the people that we want to do our work with. And sometimes we get stuck with people who don't want to do their job. We get stuck with volunteers. They're not even paid. And they just kind of stand around. They bicker and moan. Well, why didn't they like my idea? Yeah, I'm sure you can relate. No one wants to pull their own weight anymore. Well, at least that's our perspective, right? Looking from our side. And that's what he was doing. My son was like, well, come on, Mom. You know, shouldn't it be like the good ones paired with the good ones? And if they don't care, then they don't care. And I'm like, well, how are they going to learn? So as the conversation continued, I mentioned to him that he has an opportunity to lead his group mates and help them understand the importance of working together. It's all about echoing the voice of love. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Echo the voice of love. You see, the voice of love comes in all shapes, sizes, and situations. Our children even have to step up to the plate. You and I have to do it too. We have got to echo the voice of love. Life isn't about living for conveniences and self-serving actions. Are you doing that? Have you done it recently? Maybe you've done it with your spouse. Oh, that's just not good at all. It's about the voice of love. So what does that really look like when you want to echo the voice of love? How can you help your family, your friends, and knowing that you're coming from the right place? Well, number one, it's loving people where they're at. We are not created to be in the fixing business. And a lot of us are what? Trying to fix things. And I did tell my son this part of it. But in actuality, if you think about it, he was kind of trying to fix them or to fix the group, right? He either wanted to take the people out of the group that wasn't going to do the work the way he would do the work and get other people in, or he wanted to fix them. Loving people where they're at doesn't mean that we're fixing them. It's simply saying what? We're trying to empathize with them. We're trying to put ourselves in their shoes. We don't always understand what somebody else is going through. Have you ever been to that drive-thru where all you get is someone yelling on the other end because their food's not right or they weren't served properly or it got the wrong order, whatever it is? I know for me, I shared with you earlier this week, we had a few catastrophes. Let's see, no vacuum cleaner, it broke. Family's coming into town. Oh my goodness, I'm a little flustered. Number two, what? The pool pump broke. Oh yeah, gracious almighty. The ice maker leaking all over my floor. Seriously, this is not the time. Well, I get on the phone with the home warranty people And I was not happy with them. I already had two calls placed to them and I have to place another call. I mean, are you serious? And I haven't gotten one taken care of. Okay, that's for a whole nother episode. But what it boils down to, by the end of the conversation, the lady that was trying to serve me, I could tell she had a long day. And I was already towards the end of the day. It was probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock when I was speaking to her. And I was already frustrated when she came on the phone because I'd already had to deal with two or three other people. Anyway, long story short, I just took a deep breath and I said, you know what? I said, honestly, I'm not frustrated at you. I said, I know you hear that in my tone. I owned it. I owned it. Okay, this is confession. I own my frustration. And I said, I'm sorry that I came off harshly with you. But I want you to know that it is very frustrating. And so I wanted her to see, number one, where I was coming from. So I was revealing my heart to her, saying, hey, this is where it is. I wasn't trying to fix her, right? Nope, I wasn't doing that. But then at the end of it, when our conversation was about to close and we were hanging up the call, I said, oh, wait. I said, by the way, I pray you have a blessed Thanksgiving. And do you know, at that moment in time, you could hear the gasp in her heart because she could not believe that somebody took time to say happy Thanksgiving. Something so simple. Loving people where they're at. Yeah, I was flustered because I have all these things broken and I needed to get them serviced and I was already having issues with something else. So I was dealing with a multitude of issues with this company. And so none of it was going smoothly. But the lady who was helping me on this brand new issue, it wasn't her fault. And I was flustered. I made it clear that I was not at all upset with her. But what do we try to do with people? We try to fix people, don't we? That's not our job to do. We're to love them where they're at. Number two, leave the judgment to God. How many times have you judged today? You maybe only have been up 3 hours. Maybe you've judged your child, you've judged your husband, maybe you've even judged yourself. Maybe you've even gone as far as to judge God. I'm guilty. I will tell you that I judge people. We all do it. Is it right? No. Because you see, if you're comparing, you're judging. You are. And when I was thinking of my son and his science project, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot be raising this young man into being someone who is harsh and critical of everybody else to his standards. I used to live that world, and it's a very lonely world to live in. You think you're doing the right thing, but you can also be pushing a lot of people away, especially the ones you love most. Leave the judgment to God. Goes back to what? Number one, love people where they're at. Leave the judgment to God. And finally, number three, lead them instead of belittling them. Every person in this world matters. God doesn't create junk. He created you. Now, you may be flustered at someone you're working with. You may be flustered with the science partners you've been told you have to work with. But you can't belittle them and make them feel unimportant. You have to lead them. And there's something empowering about that. Echo the voice of love. You don't even have to work extra hard to go out of your way. I know a lot of people think, well, gosh, I just don't have time for that. Really? You don't have time for that? How would you feel if God said, I don't have time for that? That might kind of shift your perspective a little bit. Mark 12, verses 30 through 31 says this, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandments than these. Are you loving your neighbor, loving your family as yourself? It's a hard thing to do. The holidays are here, and you may be put in to some position of feeling uncomfortable, frustrated, maybe even angry or mad. You got to put a halt to that. You can't sit here and make everybody live up to your expectations the way you see it, because you know the way you see your world is different than they see their world. It's not about right or wrong. It's about understanding each other. It's a way of communication. It's a way of respecting each other. Echo the voice of love. It goes beyond just being civil with each other, going, oh, yeah, we'll agree to disagree. No, it goes beyond that. Yes, you can agree to disagree, but there's more to the story. Are you willing to learn more to the story? Maybe it's one where it's a challenge for you. I know for me, I thought I was doing a lot of things right always in my life. You know, I thought I was living up to God's expectations, but really I was kind of setting them myself. I thought I was doing what my husband wanted me to do, what my children needed me to do. Hear the difference? I wanted to live up and almost outperform what my parents wanted me to do. This is the craziness, the stuff that goes on in our heads. And we actually allow ourselves to get into our own mind. And honestly, we drive ourselves kind of batty. We don't know the right from wrong. We don't see what we see. We don't hear what we hear. But we do get that it's all about me, right? The WIIFM. What's in it for me? Are you living in that radio station for your life right now? What's in it for me? Maybe you need to get off that. You need to change the channel. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. We can talk specifically about what is going on in your life. Yes, the holidays are here, but guess what? I'm here to serve you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Fill out that little form, and I will return an email back to you when I receive it. And we'll set up a coaching call time, you and me. This is your time to make a difference in the world that you touch. I know it's not easy. Being a parent, being a mom, being a daughter, being a dad, being a son, being an uncle, being a grandpa, being a grandma, being an aunt, being an uncle, you name it, it's hard to live. And we can jokingly say, oh, remember the olden days? Oh, and I've said it. I probably say that phrase at least twice a week, or something like that. What is that really? It's an excuse. Don't sit here and try to blame technology. Oh, life would be different. My kids would be different if. I would be different if. Everything comes in what? All shapes, sizes, and situations. It's time to echo the voice of love. So as your family and friends gather this holiday season, Thanksgiving, can you believe it? Here in the United States is Thursday. Yes, are you ready for it? I am. I would recommend right now, total sidebar, get your turkey in the refrigerator thawing now, because you don't want to wait till the night before. I do have some tricks up my sleeve for you, though, that does work and it won't kill you. But go ahead and get it in the refrigerator, take it out of the freezer so you can have a wonderful turkey this Thanksgiving holiday. But as you gather as family, as you gather with friends, maybe you're going to watch some bowl games. You're going to watch some good old football. You know, that's where my eyes will be. It's so exciting. And our celebration is starting already. My daughter has arrived from nursing school. We are so ecstatic to have her here. She brought, believe it or not, okay, this is probably for another episode. She brought a puppy dog. Yes, I have a grand dog. I am not one to call myself a grandma, but technically, if she's paying for it, yep, that would make me the grandmother of the grand dog. Oh my goodness, he is precious. But that is for another episode. But see, our partying and our family and celebration has already begun. So I want to encourage you to echo the voice of love this holiday season. Love them where they're at. Leave the judgment to God and lead them. Lead them today. Because you have no idea what's going on in their life. Doesn't matter if it's your child or if it's your best friend. Or it could be a stranger that you meet picking up those last goodies because you forgot them. Today, it's all about your voice, the voice of love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.